Palestinians commemorated the 46th anniversary of Al-Aqsa Day, otherwise known as the setback, when Israel occupied the West Bank, Gaza, East Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, and the Sinai Peninsula during 6 days of military attacks against the Arab population. During the attacks, the third holiest site in Islam, Al-Aqsa Mosque, was one of the main targets. The Israeli army further displaced 280,000 to 325,000 Palestinians when they were displaced and became refugees. Activist Dr. Mustafa Barghouti spoke of the importance of Palestinians commemorating Al-Aqsa.
It reminds us of what happened in 67 when Israel occupied the West Bank with East Jerusalem as well as Sinai and Gaza and the Golan Heights. And this was a turning point because Israel managed after that war to break the will of many people around. But yet it was the birthday practically of the Palestinian resistance. When Palestinians realized that without relying on themselves and on their resistance, nothing will be changed.
Dr. Barghouti further explained the consequences of Al-Aqsa for the Palestinian population.
Today what we see is an occupation that has become the longest in modern history, for 46 years, an occupation that has transformed already into the worst system of apartheid. So it's a reminder to all of us that what Israel did in 48, it continued in 1967. And that there is only one way to get our freedom, which is to stand up to the injustice.
During a demonstration that was held outside Offa Prison in Ramallah in commemoration of Al-Aqsa, activists emphasized the importance of this day and called for further action against the occupation.
We are here to remember the 1967 occupation of Palestine, the West Bank and Gaza. We are here to stress our rights to our land, to come back to our homeland, and not to bow down to the American pressure to return to negotiations. The final solution is to find a new strategy based on nonviolent popular resistance.
According to a report by the United Nations, due to the displacement of Palestinians during the 1948 Al-Nakba tragedy and 1967 Al-Naqsa, there are now more than 1.4 million Palestinians living in around 58 refugee camps in the West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, Syria and Lebanon, and over 6 million Palestinian refugees worldwide who are forbidden to return to their homeland by Israel. Palestinians in these refugee camps often live in cramped conditions with a high population density and inadequate infrastructure. During Al-Aqsa, Palestinian activists emphasized the importance of nonviolent resistance in the West Bank, considering that Palestinian refugees have no right of return and Israelis continue to expand settlements inside of the West Bank. Nell Burden reporting for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.